You're listening to the Sunnybrook Unscripted Podcast, where we talk real life, answer questions, and take a deeper, practical look at the topics we talk about on a Sunday morning. To learn more about Sunnybrook Church, including our Sunday gathering times and opportunities throughout the week, visit us online at sunnybrookchurch.org.
Well, welcome or welcome back to the Sunnybrook Unscripted Podcast. I am Lydia Miller here with special guests today. I'm so excited. Don't tell Pastor Jeff, but I'm more excited to have you guys here than I would be to have him. We are joined today by Nick and Alexa Paulson. If you're not super familiar with their names, I am certain you know their faces. They lead us beautifully in worship on many a Sunday morning. And what you may not know is that they are actually husband and wife. So if you see them giving each other the eye on stage, it's allowed. They're married. But they are here today to just continue on in our married series. We've been taking a look at marriage on Sunday mornings. And then in these podcasts, we've been trying to just kind of follow through with the themes and talk to people who are in the trenches of marriage. We talked to Pastor Jeff and my mom last week, and they shared kind of from a 40 years down the road perspective of marriage. And we're here with Nick and Alexa today to talk from a little bit more of kind of the middle range level of marriage, not necessarily newlyweds, but still in the season of young kids and busy lives and all of that. So thank you both for being here today. It's great to have you. So let's start with giving everyone a little bit of history, because I don't think I even know the story. Share with everyone a summary of just how you met. How did Nick and Alexa come to be?
I was at lunch. So I had just started going to Sunnybrook, and I was at lunch with my family, and my sister got a text from her friend Tanisha and said, "Does Alexa want to be set up on a date?" And I was like, so I, at that point I had kind of like done the whole like really intentional dating, like I'm going to just imagine this person as my husband. So I was just kind of done with that. So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try. This just going on a date kind of thing. So, she said it was a worship leader from Sunnybrook. She said he was 6'3". And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. And so we met up at a Panera. It took him like 2 weeks to text me. So I didn't reach out to him or anything. He had my number and all my information and picture and all that. But I had nothing on him. So he walks in, all 6'7" of him. And I was like, I hope this is the right person. So I tentatively was like, Nick? And he was like, whips his head around. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we met on August 1st, 2015. I still remember the date. And it was a non-threatening date, kind of, yes. Kind of a, you know, just a chill environment. And I was very young in my walk, and Alexa was she was a theology major. And, so she's very advanced. So we were definitely different, as far as our journey with the Lord goes. And she proceeded to ask me if I wanted to pray at lunch. And I said, no, you go ahead. And then she prayed. And what did I say?
You said, that was extremely brave. I've never done that before. And I was like, you've never prayed for your meal before. I don't know which one is worse, but yeah.
So we had a gap to bridge, but yeah.
I love that. Let that be an encouragement to all you ladies out there that are looking for a man solid in his faith to take the reins. Pray over him. Pray over the meal. I love that. So what would it have been for you, Nick, that made you go, you guys end up dating? What was it about Alexa that made you go, I believe that this is God's best for me, and to pursue her and propose?
Well, I had, like I said, I was fairly young in my walk, and I had been involved in a men's group and had some really great mentorship. Hadn't really gone down the godly path, so to speak, when looking for, just everyone has a dating past, and it was great, but like I had no direction. But then, like I said, I got a mentor, and it was really just a, hey, I'm ready. And I just prayed, God, will you send me someone. And like 2 weeks later, it was like that whole interaction happened with her sister. And you know, it took us a long time to get kind of on the same page, because she was just so different than me. And but I was really pursuing what it meant to be a godly man, and I'm still far from it, but I strive to be a godly man every day. And she's just, I noticed when, you know, when we were early in our dating life, she was just, she had this quiet confidence about her, and it was a presence that, you know, Pastor Jeff talked about, you know, you're number two. Well, she definitely put God first, and that was awesome. It was something that drew me right in, and I had a lot of growing up to do, and she helped me.
Alexa, you mentioned, you know, you kind of dated intentionally for a while and then kind of stepped away from that, but then Nick came along. So what was it about him that made you go, okay, wait, this maybe is the man that God has for me?
So about 3 months in, he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I was like, well, I think we need to be friends for a while first. And he was like, well, if this is not heading towards marriage, I have enough friends. So I felt like I had to make a decision really fast, because it was like, oh, this is okay. So I prayed a lot about it. And when I was 16, God had given me a couple of dreams of like me getting married, and my husband was like literally brought to my door. And so I think I just had to pray honestly and fast, and I realized, you know, he was literally brought to me. I didn't have to go searching for him, and he literally took, you know, showed up my door to take me on one of our first dates. So I'm like, this is something I need to notice. And he's, at that point, he wasn't, when I first met him, he wasn't what I imagined to be, like the leader of our household. But I just felt like God kept saying, like, just call him into that. So I just kept praying, and he would have these moments of kind of like negative, he would say negative things over himself, and I would just kind of like, you know, that, no, we're going to speak life over you and just keep calling you into this man that I know and I can see. And it was probably October, I think, of 2015. So I just was like, well, I guess this is the guy that I'm going to marry. And then it took him a long time after that to actually ask me to marry him. But I think I knew, just because he also, it was like this acceleration of time. Like when one of the times that I was praying, I had this man pictured in my head, you know, not like with an actual face, but just like this ideal person. And God was like, I am going to accelerate his growth. Mm. What takes people years and years of schooling and, you know, disciplines and whatever, I'm going to accelerate his growth. Like he's not going to be like this in 3 months. He's not going to be like this in 1 week. Like he just, and I think I just saw the evidence of that really quickly, that he just started stepping in, and he just loved me so well. He was just so different from any other guy that I had ever met. Like he was gentle, he was kind, he encouraged me. There was a moment when I got triggered and just was like freaking out on him, and instead of like him losing his cool because I was acting like a freak, he just calmly just started praying over me and said, Father God, I just calm the storm in Alexa. And he just kept this long prayer that I won't go into the details of, but like I think the moment that I was like, this man is going to protect my heart, my spirit, and my soul, like, because that's just who he is.
I love the testimony of just God's presence, both in your lives individually, but then you as a couple. You've both mentioned a little bit how different you maybe were and maybe probably still are. So take us into the first maybe year or so of marriage, as you're two very different people now living together and working to figure one another out. Was there like a consistent tension point that existed between the two of you, or something that you felt like you had to really work through and get to a resolution on?
Yeah, I can start with that one. I had been working at the same job for, 8 years or so, and I decided to change my career path, and a opportunity presented itself here at the church, and I thought it was the answer to prayer, and but then on top of that, you got a new marriage, and we had bought a new house, so there was just all these different life events that happened in the first year. But it was one of those deals where, okay, you might have bit off a little more than you can chew. So I often took work home with me, and it was a noticeable just a heaviness that came with life and ministry in general. I don't know how you guys do it full time, because it's heavy, and it's not for everyone full time anyway. And so there was just a weight that was there. And I think so many changes at once was a detriment. But, I was 31 when we got married, and I had established a lot of my routines, a lot of my habits, a lot of my individualism. And I think you would say the same in a sense, but all she wanted was a connection with me. And I wasn't equipped to do that necessarily. And it took what, 2 years for us to truly connect? This last calendar year, I think, has been our best, just as far as just connection with her. And, if I could do anything to encourage young couples, stick it out. Guys, step up, be a leader, lead your wife, and get into the word, get into a group of some sort, and get support, because there's so many things. We had a small group for young married couples that we were involved in, and we would have made it through that first year, but man, it was great having other people that were going through similar issues, just to bounce ideas off of a couple older couples that really walked us through, the first hurdles of just adapting to a life with, two as one. So I don't know if I answered the question.
Yes. But I would say those first two years were probably just like, would never want to go back to that, because I felt alone for 2 years, and it wasn't because of, we talked about it last night, I don't want to throw him under the bus, by saying that, but our rhythms were different, and I had this idea of what I imagined marriage to be like, and he kind of had his rhythm established, as a bachelor, and I wasn't very good at communicating my needs or my wants and my desires and my ideal and what I was picturing should happen. And so I think just parenting happened really fast. We had Emma, she was born, and we celebrated our first anniversary
3 weeks later.
It was just we did a lot of things just that accelerated thing. And so I don't know, it was establishing rhythms, but I think, like he said, getting around not your peers. We didn't really get around peers. It was we really were drawn to people that had already been in the trenches for, 10 or more years. So I think that's helpful.
And to hit on that, the other thing that Alexa exhibited so well, I mean, there was moments where we were heated, but she kept it civil. She fought fair. And I really respected that. She didn't get offended by things that I would say. And I guess that's one of the biggest things is that I had been drawn to her, is she had an unoffendable heart, or at least as unoffendable as one can have. Very, emotions come and go, but ultimately we always try to reconcile if we have a dispute.
You say that, and then I'm picturing these times when we would fight or not connect when I thought we should connect. And it was me just kind of retreating into a quiet place and just kind of unloading on the Lord. Like, just, you know, so I think my relationship with the Lord, if I hadn't had that foundation of just like, this is what you do when you're under stress, you go to Jesus and you unload on him and you like get his perspective. And I think I did have to repent of an offendable heart, because I know that there was times in the midst of hormones and a new marriage, like I know that there was things that I wasn't dealing with well, like during that first couple years.
I love that you guys speak to that. I love the honesty you give to that, because I think every married couple in the world can relate to those emotions of being first married and trying to connect and all that. And I know both of you, it's one of the reasons I look up to you as a couple and love being around you, because I know you've been so intentional to develop that together and even just spiritually grow together as a couple. So I want to pause here and dive into that specifically on our next one, about how you guys were intentional about the spiritual growth as a couple and then also as a family. So I hope you will join us as we are back with Nick and Alexa for our next episode.
If you were encouraged by today's talk, be sure to rate us and hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream your podcast. To experience other talks, videos, and live gatherings, visit us online at sunnybrookchurch.org or download the Sunnybrook Church app. And again, thanks for listening to the Sunnybrook Community Church Podcast.